Welcome. This is Jean Carriger, President of Capstone Marketing. Each year, the Association for Accounting Marketing Board of Directors selects a Hall of Fame recipient based on dedication to and promotion of the discipline of accounting marketing and the accounting profession as a whole. I am excited to be talking today with Chris Perino, Principal of Business Development of Barnes Dedig & Company in Cincinnati, Ohio, the most recent inductee into the AIM Hall of Fame. Chris joined Barnes Dedig & Company in 1997 and joined AIM that same year. In his role, Chris works directly with the firm's management group to ensure the firm's continued growth and prosperity by creating and implementing effective business development strategies. He has over 25 years of business-to-business sales and marketing experience. Chris has been a featured speaker at the Association for Accounting Marketing Conferences, the Accounting Firm Marketing Forum, the Ohio Society of CPAs, the Ohio Chapter of the AAA. He also currently chairs PKF's Practice Development Committee, where he has served as a committee member since 1999, and is a past member of PKF's Supermarketers Task Force. In addition, he was a founding member of the Marketing Committee of Profit Crew, a construction super niche affiliated with PKF. In the community, Chris serves as a chair of the Coralville Catholic School Advisory Board and has served as an elected member of the Thomas More College Alumni Board. He has also served as a team captain for 3 years for the Thomas More College corporate campaign. Chris, congratulations on being selected as the newest member of the AIM Hall of Fame. How does it feel?
Well, thank you very much. It's a lot of fun. I was in a meeting with one of our teams the other day talking about various sales and marketing ideas and here internally, and I hadn't been to that meeting in a few months, and one of the partners on that committee said, we welcome the Hall of Famer, you know. What's changed in your life? I said, well, all I know is the night I got home from the conference where I was named a Hall of Famer, I still had to go down and scoop the kitty litter. So nothing's changed.
Back to life as normal, huh, Chris?
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Now, you've been at this for a while. You've been at your firm for 15 years. What do you find to be the greatest challenge in marketing and business development for CPA firms?
The number one thing has to be differentiation. It's really difficult to, from anywhere between 10,000 and 10 feet away, just tell one CPA from another, especially when you're in your different striations. You know, you got the big four and then the nationals and the super regionals, and then we're a local firm, but we're a large local, and then the small firm. So if you're competing against other locals that are large or have a regional presence, you know, like I do every day, it's really hard to differentiate in the mind of the prospect. The other thing that's hard is a great challenge is overcoming inertia. We might have a great idea for a prospective client, but there's about a 90% chance they're still going to stay with their current accountant out of loyalty, or which is a good thing on the other side of our mm-hmm. you know, business, meaning client retention. But you know, differentiation and overcoming the inertia of an incumbent accountant are difficult for the growth of our practice on the new business side.
Now, that's interesting because you're the second person in this series of interviews to mention differentiation. So how do you deal with that with your firm?
We've been thinking about wearing bow ties, just to start.
You'll be the bow tie firm?
Exactly. No, I'm kidding. How do you solve that? Part of it is to have well-defined sectors, niches, as some call them, and have a true understanding of how that person's world works, because we work with so many clients in that world. It's a number of things, but that's one of them. Another thing is just to hone the process of how you develop prospects into clients, so that process becomes helpful at showing a differentiation and an advantage of the Barnes Dedig way, if you will. But overall, it is a difficult thing that we wrestle with every day. It does vary from prospect to prospect.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no silver bullet that I've found.
Right. It just is it's a question, I think, of just being consistent with your message. And as you said, touching upon those niches or areas of specialty of what you're bringing to the table in those specific markets.
And the message changes from prospect to prospect.
Mm-hmm. What have you noticed? Take a look backwards. What are the biggest changes that you've noticed in accounting marketing over the past, let's say, 10 years?
You know, about 10 years ago, well, I was hired here, 14 plus years ago. And so that I was told at the time that my role was going to be part marketing, part business development. So that was, I think Barnes Denning was a bit on the cutting edge of that. But overall, in the last 10 years, and especially the last 8, the embracing and the emphasis and the focus on business development rather than pure marketing has been incredible. There's been quite a shift, quite an emphasis to look more business development. And I've talked to people throughout the country who said, oh, by the way, I'm a marketer, and my managing partner came to me and said, we need to do more in business development. And they're not even sure what that exactly means. So I've actually got an email that I keep, in a ready to go folder. I just forwarded to people with a bunch of different articles on the process, on that process of looking at the world more as a business developer and less as a marketer. And that has been the biggest shift that I've seen.
Right. So how do you, because that is prevalent, and I know that at various conferences that you attend, you meet more people that do what you do, more from the business development side as opposed from the marketing side. But what's your reaction when firms are trying to turn marketers into business developers? Because it's two distinct areas, don't you think?
It's two distinct areas, very clearly, yeah. And I think that sometimes it's a bit of a misunderstanding on whoever wants that change to happen on their part of understanding what one discipline is versus the other, one to many versus one to one, as some people define the difference between marketing and business development. So I think there's a bit of a misunderstanding that all marketers are business developers and all business developers are marketers, when actually that's not really the case. And I think that sometimes it sets the business, the marketer up to fail if they're not careful in defining terms real well with the leadership team that's come to them with that idea.
Right. Well, how would you define a marketer versus a business developer?
The marketers have to have a broader view they might even have a view of the practice from, the concept of new service innovation. They have to look out and say, how can I take all the new stuff in marketing that's not necessarily in accounting marketing? How do I apply that to accounting marketing, i.e. social media, et cetera, websites, lead generation through websites, things of that nature? Their view has to be far broader, and then contrast it with the business developer. Generally, that person's view has to be far narrower, narrow in the sense that it's looking at specific prospects and specific needs they have, and how do we have a sit-down with those folks to talk about those needs and how we can fulfill them for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I say it's very different, and it gets back to that very, very, it's overly simplistic to say that marketing is one to many, one firm marketing to many people, and business development is one to one, one person, the business developer marketing to one prospect. But that really is the best way to look at it, because it's very different how you go about achieving those very different goals.
Right. And that would be a big job for one person to be handling all of that.
Absolutely.
Which is why I think we find, that more firms are hiring marketing people and business development people, knowing that the roles are very different.
And that would be my advice. I mean, granted, it's self-serving advice, considering that's what we have here. But it is a far better way to achieve the goal, and whatever that goal is, generally it's moving moving top line revenue or increasing prospects or whatever. But it's or taking leads generated by marketing and getting them to come through the front door, the kind of the handoff between sales and marketing. But I think it's important to have different people with a different mindset to fulfill those two very different jobs.
Right. So what is your prediction for accounting marketing for the next 5 years?
Oh, that's a difficult question because there's a high probability I'll look like an idiot, but that's the story of my life. But I think it's going to be an obsession, for lack of a better word, on return on investment by our friends in the C-suite, the managing partner, the CEO, if you will, of the firm. I think that they are going to ratchet up their calls for return on investment on the marketing side and the business development side, both. I think that's really, we're seeing it now, and I think we're just going to continue to see that pretty brochures and websites that are static aren't going to cut it. There's going to need to be a one-to-one or better, relationship between dollars out and dollars in.
And perhaps looking at those initiatives more strategically before you even start to implement.
Absolutely. Yeah. Consistency, focus. I think you a common theme, a common message was something you mentioned you hit on earlier.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we have to be big girls and boys here and and do this the way they do, corporate marketing. And we're seeing more of that.
Right.
I ran into somebody at the conference who was from North Carolina, from one of the bigger firms, and she had, I think, had been at one time in a bank or something like that and had really learned marketing at a much different level than the rest of us.
Right. So, Chris, what factors or skills do you think enable accounting marketers to be successful?
I think a thick skin is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I think that persistence is important. I think I don't know how you can be innovative or have a skill to be innovative, but if you are innovative, it's very helpful. And overall, though, whatever side of the house you are, marketing or business development, you have to have incredible communication skills. Many of our friends on the accounting side of the world don't have quite the communication skills that the business developer and marketer has. So, and they also speak a different language. And so as a result, communication skills are so important because when we're dealing with a new idea, a new concept, something we want to move forward, we have to be able to articulate it as to the why, the how, the when, the how much, of course. And then we have to tie that back to the ROI that we're expecting and then how we plan to be accountable to that ROI. What's the number? What do we think that's going to be and how are we going to measure it? When we're successful, how will we know? What will it look like? Those kinds of things.
Right.
So that communication skill is all part of that. Just be able to, and another thing is to grasp the environment we work in. The CPAs are hard pressed by their clients day in and day out for ideas and to to perform beyond just the pure compliance part of what they're doing. They want ideas, they want insights, they want the CPA to be a sounding board, to be responsive, et cetera, et cetera. And we have to be that same way on the other side for them, for the CPAs.
Right, and that's a big job.
Absolutely.
So which of your personal skills do you think has contributed most to your success?
I guess polite persistence is maybe the term I could use for it. If I think I have a very good idea and I bring it up to a leadership team and they say, why do we need that? No, or mock me in some other way, in a fun-loving family kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was the youngest of three boys in the house, I was always used to that. So it's my job then to realize, oh, wait, I'm actually in a selling situation here. So I have to find out, more about why they don't think this is a good idea, and then help them through my communication skills into understanding what we're trying to do with this and then tie it back to ROI, as I just kind of laid out earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So we are marketing and salespeople, whether internally or externally, all the time because we have ideas. The CPAs don't always share our vision because they don't see things the way we do, and we don't see things the way they do, to be fair, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important to be able to tie back what we're trying to do to their mission, to their thoughts about ROI and so forth. So, being politely persistent about our good ideas, believing in our ideas is very important, and communicating, as I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
is
right.
very important. Yeah, you're always selling something.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, that's right. And it's just, doing what we do, there are some times that you need to put the spin on it, of how this is going to be beneficial to the firm, what value it has, what goal it's supporting.
Yeah.
And it's not just, an idea of the week, that it actually makes strategic sense based upon what the firm is trying to accomplish.
There you go. It's back to Stephen Covey's seven habits. Begin
mm-hmm.
with the end in mind.
That's
and
right.
We really have to do that. We have to realize that partners want, a bigger firm, a better firm, a firm that can buy them out in 5 to 10 years. And how does what I'm bringing up today achieve any of those goals? One
right.
of them, two of them, three of them, all of them. How does it do that?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to answer that question before to get the head shaken up and down, you have to answer those questions, because it's generally going to start off side to side if you're not really, answering those kind of questions up front.
Right. So, Chris, what is your best piece of advice for accounting marketers and business developers?
I think the best piece of advice I can give folks is the advice I kind of give myself about every day when something isn't going quite the way I'd hoped or there's a communication breakdown. I try to say to myself, okay, I have to realize that I have 14 and a half years of experience doing exactly what I'm doing right now, well, more or less. And if I'm sitting across the table from a CPA who has, and I have 25 years total in sales. I started
mm-hmm.
in 1986, a little bit wet behind the ears. But so I've got 25 years, and I'm sitting across from the managing partner, and he's got 30 years in accounting. We're kind of on equal footing here, he and his discipline, me and mine. So I have to remind myself, oh, wait, I do know what the heck I'm talking about. I really have to have a certain amount of, self-esteem or whatever you want to call it, belief in myself that I have the right answers, and they have to listen. Let me put it another way. If they were giving me tax advice or if they were giving me accounting advice, I'm going to be laser focused and I'm going to do what they say. So I have to believe and I have to make a case for and I have to live up to the expectation that if I'm giving them business development and marketing advice, they should be listening to me and hanging on my every word and,
mm-hmm.
and doing what I say. I just have to help them get there. Because
right.
I have as much experience doing what I'm doing as they do
right.
in their field. So that's kind of my thing. Now, it's harder if somebody listening to this later on the podcast says, yeah, but I've only been doing this 2 years and I've only been out of school for three.
That was my follow-up question for you, right, with somebody without that longevity of experience.
And here's what I'd tell them. I'd say go out to AIM, the AIM listserv, or go out to your association. We're PKF members, as you noted
mm-hmm.
at the beginning. And find someone with as much experience as you need, or find another, or especially in that, if you're saying we need to add X to our website, or we need more people on LinkedIn, well, why? Why do we need to do that? How will it help us? Go out and find somebody who's got the answer to that why question. Get them on tape or in the email form to give you the answer, and then, so you just become the conduit between the person with the right experience and your managing partner to answer that question, because it's been amazing to me over the years how I'll bring something up and it doesn't, and I'm not able to communicate it quite as well as I had hoped. And 3 years later, it'll come back up. Hey, we're going to do this. And I'm like, well, why are we going to do that? Well, this other PKF firm did it and they had great success with it. I'm like, well, didn't I say that 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say,
sometimes
you did?
They just need that affirmation, right?
Absolutely. If another CPA firm did it, it's probably brilliant. If I bring it up, it sucks.
I don't believe that for a minute.
No, it's not that bad. I'm kidding. But actually, that it's almost like having a reference on a proposal when you have that person from your association or from
mm-hmm.
AIM back up the story you're telling.
Right. So that should be part of their homework. So when they're making their case for whatever the pitch is or the idea, getting that affirmation or resources from other contacts is part of that checklist of putting their case together.
Absolutely.
Great advice. Okay.
The other piece of advice I would give to people who are day 14, month 14, or year 14 of their career as an accounting marketer is don't think like an accountant. You really have to watch it. If you're here long enough, you start to just kind of get into the woodwork. You're like the stain on the couch in the lobby. You can't be that way. You have to always think like an accounting marketer or an accounting business developer or whatever, you can't think like an accountant, because then they don't need you. If you think like they do, they don't need you because you don't think any differently than they do. I think it was Eisenhower or somebody like that said, I think it was Patton, if everybody's thinking the same way, then somebody isn't thinking. And it's right. Everybody has to, you really have to have people with different ideas, different opinions, different perspectives. It's the whole diversity thing that to really make anything go, and especially in this world. So you have to avoid the temptation to think like an accountant, to go along to get along. Well, sometimes we're not going to get along.
Right.
That's okay.
That's
as
true.
As long as we can disagree without being disagreeable, we're okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So then what is your best piece of advice for managing partners?
I think there's several branches to this, but one of them would be hire a strong marketer, hire somebody who's more expensive than you think you can afford, and then listen to them. If they've got credentials, if they've got good experience, if they've got a certain track record, hire them and listen to them. If you believe in them on the front end, then things should work out. And the other thing is would be to just think long term.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a temptation in a sputtering economy to think short term sometimes, and I would encourage managing partners to think long term about the decisions they're making now, and think of it as an investment as opposed to a cost, depending mm-hmm. on what might be.
Right. Well, that's good advice, because I'm sure you've seen the same thing in these last couple of years. I've seen CPA firms focusing on their marketing programs like I've never seen them.
Yeah.
Because, some firms are out there struggling on their own, for new business and retaining clients, and keeping that top line. If a firm was staying flat, they thought that was successful.
Yeah, exactly.
And now they're really focusing on, boy, we've got to get on this marketing and business development train because we need some new clients.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they're going to need the help, the professionals to be able to help them do that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Wonderful. Well, Chris, thank you so much for your time today. We've been talking with Chris Perino, the Principal of Business Development at Barnes Dennig, who is the most recent inductee into the Association for Accounting Marketing Hall of Fame. Chris, congratulations again. It's very well deserved.
Thank you, Jean.
Have a great day.
Thank you.